If the truth they speak is saving lives, we should listen.
You can't handle the truth.
You don't want to hear the truth.
From our New York studios up in Harlem, Don Lemon, good morning.
Good morning. I'm starting this morning with a language warning. See what I did there? But here's the truth. The song you're about to hear, though, seriously, might offend you. Play it. Okay, maybe.
Kill us with the deuce deuce. Them 10 boys, my niggas, they gon' ride with me too. Bust they nines with me too. That's my bilingual crew who do sign language true. Bandanas in they pockets, how the we gon'.
Y'all heard that?
Yeah.
You heard
yeah.
that song before?
Yeah.
ASAP Ferg's Dump Dump off the album Trap Lord, which debuted at number 9 on the Billboard 200. So plenty of people, they have no problem with that song. But what would you think if you heard a bunch of white kids singing it? That's exactly right. What happened. And of all places, the exclusive Brentwood School in L.A. I want you to listen to this recording, okay? It was posted on YouTube Monday by a group called Brentwood Students Against Racism.
Brentwood, as in O.J. Simpson's Brentwood?
As in Brentwood, as in the exclusive enclave, Los Angeles enclave. That language that you probably wouldn't want your grandmother to hear, unless your grandmother is, remember this, a white frat house mom at the University of Oklahoma who famously sang along to Trinidad James, All Gold Everything, N-word and all.
I'm sorry. Use a lot of. You got so many beeps in there. Sounds like Morse code.
Music.
You can't even hear. That's what I'm saying. Do you ever listen to songs? I don't listen to it, but just coming out of people's headphones or listening in the cars, I'm like, wow. Okay, so we can discuss over the use of the N word. We can disagree over who gets to say it and who doesn't get to say it. Context obviously has a lot to do with it. But former slugger Barry Bonds, whose daughter is a student at the Brentwood School, was outraged when he saw the video and those white students singing Dump Dump. School officials told TMZ that they think the video is offensive. They're investigating. But here's the thing. Every song that I've heard, from Mary Had a Little Lamb to everything, when artists release songs, they hope people will buy and sing along. Should we really be blaming the kids for doing exactly that? In 2014, I gave an editorial on this program titled, "If you want people like Justin Bieber to stop using the N-word, shouldn't you do the same?" It garnered a lot of headlines and criticism from people who use pretzel logic to conclude that I had blamed black folks for white people using the N-word. It was the dumbest thing I'd ever heard. Songs like poems are meant to be catchy, to be hummed, to be sung and bought by the masses. That's the whole idea, the big idea behind them. Can we really blame people of color for singing a popular song? People of any color, I should say, for singing a popular song, and that's white, black, or anybody. If we don't want them to use a certain word, perhaps we should stop writing it or saying it or singing it in a song. I'm just saying. You can't get mad if somebody sings a lyric in a song. That's what you're supposed to do with a song.
Drop the mic.
Yeah. You make a point.
How are you going to do that? That's what you said.
You can't get mad at white kids who buy that music. They
That's
buy
who's
it.
Buying
and
it.
Then they sing it.
And then they sing it. You can't get mad and say that and then say, well, you can't use the N-word. Why'd you use that word? It's like, well.
I bought this song. I bought it. I paid for it.
Yeah. I bought this song.
I bought this song. Yeah. How are you going to get mad?
You can't. Maybe
maybe you should put a warning label and say, white folks, do not repeat the words in this song.
With the warning label on it, that's the music they buy first.
And with that label, Tom, they'll buy that on even
they'll
faster.
They'll buy that first, yeah. Yeah.
But that's the whole idea of a song. It's like you hear it and you're like, why do I hum? I don't know why I like this song. It's good.
You want it to stick.
You start singing it.
Yeah. And before you know it, you and a little white kid are both saying the N-word together.
Saying the N-word.
Mm-hmm. Together. Mm-hmm.
Together. And then you're like, wait a minute. You can't say that. And they're like, well, come on, N-word. You
make them think, Don Lemon. Make them think.